Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
The celebrity gossip you have been craving. Chewy and I got you covered in LA. Heidi and Frank will be joining us later, but y'all know what? ATL fam is here. Hey, family. Welcome back.
Hey,
Portia.
Hey,
what's up?
That's right. A-Town in the house, y'all. Hey, Sherry Boo. Now, listen.
Girl.
Georgia has come up and saved the world once again, honey, and we will tell you all about it a little bit later.
Georgia, yep. And Georgia Behar lets everybody know how she really feel about Meghan McCain's return from maternity leave, honey.
And it looks like The Weeknd's plastic surgeons were blinded by the light. But head crack, we're your first, brother.
All right, man, listen, 2021 is getting off to a pretty rocky start when it comes to love in Hollywood. Now, rumor has it that after 6 years of marriage, one of our favorite couples, especially Gary's, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they're on the brink of, dare I say it, divorce.
I know one of them cheated, child, so.
If they can't make it, who can? But there might be some hope alive because according to multiple sources, the couple is in marriage counseling trying to make things work.
That's a ton of marriage counseling they got to go to.
Oh, Gary, I heard you said that one of them must have cheated. But that is not necessarily the case. Because the word on the street is that
you know one of them cheated. You know Kim probably got another man.
Well, they're saying that no one else was involved. And that Kim may have been living separate lives for months.
With Kim
doing her thing in Calabasas. Kanye West is in Wyoming, still working on that album, I guess. Mm. And they're not really spending any time together. So that's that on that, according to sources.
I hate to hear this, y'all, because Gary is so happy deep down inside right now. Because he wants to say, I told you, bitches. I told you, niece. Oh, Lord.
That's a really hard gig because Kim and she gave it the old college try. She has really tried to stick in there and put out the same message of family and love and for the kids, even though Kanye's been going crazy. So, I give it to Kim Kardashian because she tried it.
Whatever. Well, according to sources that they've been, like, seeing each other for the sake of the kids, but they've been living separately. Now, Kim knows the marriage is over, but, you know, she's known it for a while. So they're going to try to thug it out, I guess. But, you know, fingers crossed. Hopefully they do a last-minute miracle and they keep the family together.
You think it's another black man out there for Kim?
Yeah, no. What? Are you out of your damn mind? Leroy standing in line right now waiting on Kim. Hell, please, every black man on earth waiting on Kim Kardashian. Be for real. Hell.
Okay, everybody, today is a great day in politics and African-American history.
Yay!
Because the race for the U.S. Senate seat has been a tight one, okay? But Georgia peaches all over the state voted, and Senator-elect Reverend Raphael Warnock has been elected as the first. Let me say it again, y'all.
Go
Raphael Warnock has been elected as the first. From the state of Georgia, y'all.
Amen.
I said, can I get an amen, saints?
Amen.
He went from the pulpit to politics.
And amen.
Glory. Well, y'all, he posted a nice photo with a simple message on social media. He was thanking all his supporters with the caption, joy comes in the morning. Thank you, Georgia. I love this. And you know I'm real Portia Martin Luther King. Let me say it again. I said, Portia Martin Luther King has been to the mountaintop, but she came from Decatur. And she was thrilled about the news. And she posted a lovely photo, y'all, of her and the good Senator Reverend with the caption, thank you to the highest. Our God is an awesome God. Congratulations.
You know, I got to say, this is what I'm tripping on because Pastor Raphael Warnock is a single man. He's got two toddlers
running
around.
Oh,
yes, and you are a single woman, and you have a toddler.
I was supporting his politics, not trying to take a knee in the pulpit, y'all.
Yes. I saw you at church one Sunday, Portia. It looked like you, honey.
I would love to see Portia in the front row with that hat with all the fruit hanging off the side. That big old lady.
Yes. Portia Warnock. Go ahead, mommy.
Y'all better stop it now. I ain't trying to look at that man. I am intimate with him, okay? Helping people, okay? That's about it.
Reverend Warnock, he's into activism. You into activism. Y'all could activate together. Both be active.
Yeah. Push, you can never be a first lady of Ebenezer. You ain't ready to give up twerking, baby. So let's just talk about that right now.
All right, Sherry. So apparently things got crazy at your old stomping grounds. Yes, the ladies of The View went at it once again. So check this out. One day after Meghan McCain's return, after her maternity leave, her and Joy Behar had it out, y'all. Like, it was like serious, they had it out. And it was about politics, of course, and the shade was super real. Take a look.
Bernie Sanders also coming out saying he's angry. The idea that there isn't fighting within the Democratic Party as well.
I'm talking about somebody else.
You missed me so much when I was on maternity leave. You missed me so much. You missed fighting with me.
I did not miss you.
Okay, somebody answer the question.
Can I weigh in?
I'd like to weigh in. Okay, guys, rude. Like, hold on. Stop.
They need some security. They need a referee.
Now, Miss Sherry, I thought Dish Nation, baby, was the shadiest show on TV. But, baby, Miss Joy went off, honey, on Miss Megan Child. Now, were you surprised? Because I know this has been something going on with them for quite a while.
No, I'm not surprised at all. You know, Joy Behar is like the last OG. She's 78 years old. She's the grand dame. When you're 78, you can say everything you mean. You mean what you say, and you say what you mean.
Gary, let me ask you something. I need you to keep it 100. How much did you miss P. Willie when she was out?
Which time?
Not which time. That was shady right there. I come to work.
You better respect Portia Warnock or else, all right? Respect her. First Lady of Georgia right there, boy.
Y'all go study this when y'all start a rumor out here.
Portia, you going to have to come, because if you're talking about being First Lady with Warnock, you're going to have to come with a different kind of shade. A holy shade. Mm. A hallelujah shade. Mm.
Holy shade. That's that good anointed shade.
On that note, Gary, God bless you, okay? On that note, God bless you, Gary.
Remember, y'all remember The Weeknd performed on the American Music Awards with his face? It was all bandaged up. Y'all remember that?
Yep.
Well, in The Weeknd's new video, Save Your Tears, the bandages are off, and you know what? He is really showing an interesting new look. Check out this look on The Weeknd. Like, is this for real?
Oh.
Like, it's wild.
That's a rough-ass Weeknd.
Is that real?
There's no way he would butcher his face up like that.
This is a question for the ladies and Gary. Would you guys date a man that looks like this? You guys live in Atlanta, so I don't know.
Hell no.
If Brad were to change her face like that, I would date her. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
First of all, bitch, really? I know that's some shade. See, there go, Portia. Coming up, Jennifer Lopez and Selma Hayek are giving us a spicy thirst trapping with the stars. Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Woo!
Hey. What's up? What's up? What's up? Well, y'all, Gucci Mane's wife, Keisha Kayo, is $1 million richer. Yes, indeed.
Oh, how did she do that? Yay. I want to know.
Yes.
Well, Gary, I'm so sorry to tell you, but you have to have a baby, baby. You can't be Gary. You got to be pregnant and have a baby. Because the internet went wild after Keisha revealed her push gift from Goo Up. She took to Instagram and broke the news via her stories, writing, "My husband just gave me $1 million for a push present. What the hell?" Ooh, now some fans argued that she was doing the most, y'all, by posting this because people are struggling during the pandemic and all that. Man. And others question, is it really a gift? Because she already got access to the money. So what y'all think?
If her husband is a rapper and he makes good money and all those people that's struggling right now bought his albums, honey, he can't help that because he gave them the music. So he got the money to give Keisha $1 million for pushing out babies and stuff.
And also a testament to their love, too, because, like, when Gucci was locked down, Keisha held him all the way down.
So she
made sure the money stayed coming in between point A and point B. So if that's how he wants to spoil his queen, let him.
Yep, that's I agree. Right. Hey, correct.
Now, Sherry, like, $1 million is huge. Would $1 million push present make you want to have another baby?
Head crack, I'm pregnant right now. If Keisha want to share that money, yes. I'm not going to lie to you. Get your coin, girl.
Moving on. All right, y'all. It's time for First
Trapping with the Stars. So up first, we got 51-year-old Jenny from the block with this video on the gram of her looking like a firebomb with the caption, hashtag meditation and hashtag affirmations motivation. Woo, she looks good.
Not mad at her.
Wow.
Oh, Gary, what you mean?
She looks amazing.
Oh, greatest girl.
For real, for real.
I don't like her hair, honey. She should have wore a hair straight. She shouldn't try to curl her hair.
Oh, that's the only thing?
I don't like it.
She looks great.
That's the only thing you can
J-Lo
not like.
J-Lo can do no wrong in my book. She looks great.
Honey, we also have 54-year-old baby Miss Salma Hayek, honey, giving baby from dusk to dawn, honey, vibes. Now, the actress posted a bikini photo showing off her amazing body with Coco and Chanel all up in the mix. And no captions, honey. She let that body, bitch, honey, do the talking. So, who laid a better trap, honey? And I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to start up Miss Hayek, honey.
Who laid
because
a better trap?
Miss Hayek could buy Jennifer Lopez, honey. Her husband owned those clothes that Jennifer Lopez is wearing. So, yes, it goes to Miss Hayek for me, honey. I love Miss Salma Hayek.
Man.
You know, it's a battle of uptown versus downtown, depending what you're more so into.
I
would have to give it to Jennifer Lopez by a hair, yo.
Man.
I can't decide because they both look so good. And, you know, I think just showing everybody that you don't count a woman out when she gets in her 50s. They look amazing. They keep themselves up and they're both hot and sexy.
Yeah, it work.
I'm going to go with Salma Hayek, man, because she's, I've been loving her since high school. So, Salma, two thumbs up for you, mama. I love you, girl.
That's right.
Yeah,
all right, y'all. It's a new year, new deals. And today we have the Air Buds Air 3 True Wireless Water Resistant earbuds with charging case. Now, these earbuds turn on and connect to each other automatically once removed from the included charging case. And you'll get up to 3 hours of continuous listening on a single charge. And if that's not enough time, no problem. The charging case can hold enough power for as much as 12 hours of uninterrupted use.
And this is dope because you use the earbuds with this good old Bluetooth 5.0 technology, which will ensure that you get the most advanced wireless listening experience.
Ooh, now, how much are these?
Now, usually these things could run as high as $130. But everybody out there, we gonna get out of hookup for just $29.
$29.
You already know the destination. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, L.A. Honey's gonna spill the tea on who Courtney Love wished she would have never showed love to the baby. So that's right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, Chewy. Chewy, Chewy, Woo! Chewy, Chewy, hey, Chewy. But hey, Chewy, look who is finally joining us. It is Heidi and Frank. Hey,
new back and all, baby.
What's up, everybody? Well, you know, it seems like everybody has that one ex that they just regret. That includes Courtney Love. Back in 2005, Courtney dated actor Steve Coogan. They dated for just 2 weeks, so it wasn't a really long time. Well, he must have hit a nerve of hers lately because Courtney posted this picture of herself driving around in Australia. This is what she said. A happy Australian cruising around Australia, America's sweetheart. Man, it has some good songs, but like Steve Coogan or Crack, it's like one of my life's great shames.
Whoa. Straight to the heart. My biggest shame, Heidi, was when I would always put money on my ex's books when he was in prison. That was my biggest shame, literally.
Wow.
Sherry,
you dated
men in prison?
Who dated a man in prison?
And wait, you gave him money for like the commissary or whatever?
Yeah, you put to up get all like the books, extra you put, you food, give him money for snacks and stuff.
Yeah, every time he had gummy bears, he thought of her.
All right, moving on. Dawn. Dawn Robinson of the group En Vogue is spilling some tea about the group's time on tour with Luther Vandross in the early 90s. Dawn spoke with Discussions and told about the time Luther called the police on them because they walked past his dressing room. OMG. Take a look at this, y'all.
This is our dressing room. This is Luther Vandross' dressing room. This is the stage.
Wow.
He doesn't want us to pass his dressing room to go to the stage.
That's crazy.
He wants us to drive all the way around the venue and walk to the stage.
Somebody's insecure.
Somebody's wow. a diva.
It speaks to so much insecurity about Luther Vandross because they were on your tour. You were the biggest right. name on the bill. So for you to say they can't walk past your dressing room,
wow.
that's all that layered stuff that he needed therapy for because he didn't get along with any of the women that were on tour with him.
Now get this, in their contract with Luther, they couldn't wear sparkles, red, white, black, or blue clothes, Heidi. So if your contract with Disney Nation said you couldn't wear a shoulderless shirt or work boots, would you still work here?
I would rip this down. Say, fire me.
Yeah.
Fire me, baby. Yeah.
Then, like, if you told me I couldn't wear hats anymore or Sherry couldn't wear her wigs, I don't know how okay. we feel about that. I don't know how we would feel.
But I will tell you, Chewy, I remember you telling a story, Chewy, about you worked for a certain network that wouldn't let you wear a hat or have a beard.
The network I worked for, Heidi, they didn't allow me to have a beard. I couldn't high five. I couldn't speak a lot of Spanish, and I couldn't wear hats.
Wow, how was it working for the KKK network, Chewy?
It was horrible.
All right, coming up, if you thought Mariah Carey's last engagement ring was huge, wait till you see this one. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, I love Guinness, but this is not about the beer. This is about the Book of World Records.
Ooh, we love them too, though.
Yes, they recently announced the world record for the most diamonds set in one ring.
Wow.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay.
The flower-shaped ring, it's called the Marigold, and it has 12,638 diamonds.
What?
It was created by Renani Jewels in India, and they refuse to put a price tag on it because they say they don't intend to sell it. Now,
because nobody's gonna buy it.
I don't know if they would. I mean, Heidi, Sherry, would you wear this huge ring?
How do you do anything? How do you go to the bathroom? How do you walk? You're constantly washing your hands, doing dishes.
Mean,
I'm assuming a girl who's got a ring like this is like, I have people.
This
I
ring
don't do anything.
This ring does not look like a marigold. It looks like a sombrero. First of all.
This should be the, ring that Chewy gives his girlfriend to make her an honest woman.
Right.
A diamond-studded sombrero.
Or if you look at it, it kind of looks like a diamond encrusted areola. With a nip.
Yeah. It looks like a nip.
It's a great areola. Like I want to suck this ring.
This ring looks like somebody took my dick on boob and nipple and made a diamond case of my boob. But you are begging for me to rob you. Because I swear to God, if you walk in front of me with 12,000, I'm ripping this ring off your finger and I'm running.
If a guy gives you this ring, I'm thinking two things. Right off the top. Very small penis.
Yes.
Number one. And number two, what the hell did you do?
He cheated with that very small penis.
Right.
He did something so bad that you're like, baby, I got you something. You're like, no.
Yes.
Nobody's going in this ring.
Nobody.
Right.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.